You know you need fiber for a healthy gut, but do you actually know how to get it? Quaker's been serving up fiber since 1877, with over 100 great-tasting, good source of fiber options to choose from. Whether you like old-fashioned oats, instant oatmeal, granola, or oatmeal squares, Quaker makes it delicious. Mmm, so good. Get your fiber with Quaker. Shop Quaker's good source of fiber products at a store near you.
ESPN is now the home of MLB.tv. If you have the ESPN Unlimited plan, you'll get a $15 discount on the 2026 seasonal MLB.tv package. And if you don't, no problem. When you sign up for MLB.tv, you'll receive a one-month free trial of ESPN Unlimited. Cancel anytime without losing your MLB.tv access. Get in on the action at stream.espn.com/MLBTV.
ESPN Unlimited auto renews at $29.99 per month after free trial unless canceled. Blackouts and other terms apply.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Coach, what do you think went wrong?
What do you mean?
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Upset madness! VCU!
The Rich Eisen Show.
The High Point Panthers stun Wisconsin.
We played somebody now. Feels unreal. Because I know how good of a team we had, but nobody would play us.
Earlier on the show, actor Josh Duhamel. Coming up, basketball Hall of Famer Chris Webber. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Back here for hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Chris Webber will be chiming in shortly. And then Flynn Clayman, the head coach of High Point, will be joining us in hour number two. Tom Pelissero in hour number three. It's a What's More Likely Friday. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. I started the show talking about the madness from Thursday. We're seeing what's unfolding here on this Friday. The women's tournament has now joined the men's tournament. So there's basketball all over the place, wall to wall.
Absolutely.
We'll keep you up to speed on all the pertinent information and all the pertinent updates that are coming. I started the show talking about how, man, Sienna almost had a – I'm seeing a post of a shot of the restaurant Five Guys, someone saying that's the Sienna roster. good one.
Pretty funny.
That was good.
They only played Five Guys until the very, very, very end.
Pretty good.
And you guys were saying don't root so openly for Sienna because, you know, I was rooting crazy here. Oh, I was very excited. I wanted to stop the count like it was you know, like an election.
I wish I mean? Recorded.
I was going to say you're lucky you didn't film you.
That's all right. I don't care. I am who I am.
No, I'm saying I wish we would have. It'd make great TV.
I was ready. I mean, again, I'm 9,700,000 and change in the ESPN bracket.
I want to see what number.
Cool. Okay. There I am. Again, that's a hell of a phone finger right
We're
there.
We're tied. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 9,766,907, everybody. And I was ready to for that to be, it didn't, put an infinity sign. I don't care. because I have Duke in the final game, I was ready to just torch that bracket. I don't care. That's how I feel.
That's how the hatred right there, man. You got hate in your
mind. I know. And again, that's the way I feel. And there's reason for it. We got history. We got beef.
Spike pick. Look, I'm not mad.
When Chris Webber joins us, he's the personification of said beef.
What's beef?
All right. And you're like, hey, back off. You got your own 16 seed situation.
Yeah,
you got Howard University later on.
Howard gave you a little scare.
They did because he dropped in 10 threes in the first half.
All I could think of was Taraji coming in the studio after they made the upset. Oh, that's really
okay.
Wrong.
That's the only Howard University alum that you're talking about.
Well, no, there's a lot, but
there
she
are
in particular
very very illustrious alumni.
There's a lot of great, but she came alumni first.
I mean, okay, got know. It. Very good. You're all about power.
Shout out to Marlon Wayans. Okay. You know,
you're all about power. then the second half hit. Morris Johnson Jr. didn't miss a shot. And had a double-double.
Is that good?
That's a rarity. Ooh. That's a rarity. I think only six men have ever done what he did last night, and they took care of business. And And I did breathe a sigh of relief. I was watching the game from the back seat as Taylor sat shotgun. Suze took all three of us to, was behind the wheel, taking us to Taylor's All-Star semifinal. She did advance, in case anybody's
nice.
Wondering.
Excellent.
Survived and advanced that one as
I
well.
Nice. My bracket.
You let, Susie drive?
You be careful, sir. You be careful.
DJ. Now, the only reason I say that is because I know you guys have different driving styles. This is what,
that is
not
true.
Not that you allow her to do
anything. She accuses me of backseat driving.
Yes.
On occasion, I might be guilty as charged.
Yeah, I don't need my phone blowing up right now.
Hopefully, Susie's not listening.
Yeah, you just, let's.
She knows how I meant it.
I got a happy birthday. You're not going
to
get
one. We need to go full Bryant Gumbel. Moving on. I got to take off the glasses.
Susie knows.
Moving
how
on. I just went. You put too much real in the real sports conversation, right?
She's definitely.
At any rate, yes, she was driving. I'm watching the game, and I was beginning to breathe a sigh of relief. All good. Now comes St. Louis, though. Oof. Holy Rick Majerus, Batman.
Larry Hughes, TJ.
Dude, right? Man. Yeah. In comes St. Louis, two teams of the three that scored 100 points in the first round on Thursday.
The 8-9s are always up.
And Robbie Avila. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Larry Nerd.
Larry Nerd, Larry I think. Nerd.
I don't like that one. Man.
I do.
It's pretty good.
You know what I mean?
Pretty good.
Milk Chamberlain.
Milk Chamberlain.
He didn't do much last night either.
I know.
12-5-5.
That's not bad.
And yeah, look at that bruise.
I know.
The bruises.
The Billikens were balling, man. Wow. They told Georgia, sit down.
Man.
Sit down, yikes. Georgia.
They got waxed.
Sit down.
Milk.
So I am.
Milk Chamberlain.
I'm a little nervous.
Pretty good.
But I'll be honest with you. I'm happy to have survived and advanced. I'm a little nervous. It's okay. But in the meantime, I shall buoy myself with the spite. The Ohio State got bounced. Oh, and those Ohio State fans, they love to tell you basketball doesn't matter. We're a football school. They'll just parachute in to March. They'll just parachute in. And then complain that their coach doesn't have a call with 4 seconds to go to try and bail themselves out of a first round loss to TCU. Did you hear what Jalen Rose had to say on the commentary on Ohio State being bounced?
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. This was great. Before we introduce his fellow member of the Fab Five, Jalen Rose, you have the floor on the Ohio State being one and done.
So I was hearing you talk about Bruce Thornton playing 100-plus games.
This is his 136th game in his first NCAA tournament game.
Wow.
That's number one, why you don't pick Ohio State for basketball. Number two, it's only right that they're the second best basketball program in their own state. So why don't we just call Miami the Miami University?
No, I can't do that.
I thought you were going to say that.
Two words. Wow. No notes. No notes. Two other words. Chris Webber.
Yeah.
C-Web.
What's up, C-Web? How you doing?
Notes. Game notes.
You have notes. You're calling games. You called four yesterday. You got two more to go for just this first round and second round action. But, I mean, Jalen really, he really had the floor and he took it. That was fantastic.
I mean, I didn't hear any lies told, yes. You know, in his assessment right there, you know, and that's, you know, Ohio State, you know, we know what Michigan has done to them in the past,
yes,
in
indeed.
Football, you know, and so, but yeah, I had them to lose that as well. I actually talked to Jalen about that before the game, and he mentioned that joke, but I tell you what, I agree, the Miami University because they are better than Ohio State now. But this is always the fun time of year, man. And watching those games yesterday brought so many great memories back. And even Jalen, I changed a couple brackets because he picked a couple upsets. And one of his upsets was the 8-9 game. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I've been studying my notes. I forgot who it was. He picked Duke to lose, but he also picked
St. Louis to advance to take on Michigan. He probably picked that one. What else we got here?
What was the big upset?
The big upset was High Point over Wisconsin.
No, he didn't pick them, but he picked another upset, man.
VCU over North Carolina could be one of those.
That's what he picked.
There we go.
That's exactly what he picked. And I was like, Jay, I don't like North Carolina either, Jay. are you sure? And he was right.
I hear you. All right, let's talk about the games that you called. You're there in Oklahoma City. Yeah. Nebraska had never won an NCAA tournament game ever, and they made sure that was going to end in emphatic fashion on Thursday, Chris. How impressive did Nebraska look to you right there in front of you?
The fans or the team? Because I got two aspects. Let's talk about the team first. The team is great. Fred Hoiberg, I've known him probably since I was about 16 or 17. And so he used to play tough on the court. And so you knew his team was going to have they were going to take his character on the court. It's fun watching his son, who was a walk-on when they didn't win a game in a conference or won one game in a conference. And now he's starting. He made all conference. And so watching them come in, win their first NCAA game, it was special. They're the first power team in the Power Conference not to have won a game. It's so exciting to see them, their players, and the heart that they have. But I'm more impressed with the Nebraska fans.
Oh.
Because I woke up yesterday at 5 in the morning because I was around 6 in the morning, and I saw people by the pool with beers already. This place was packed. I mean, with all Nebraska fans. It was red, literally. And I think a lot of us mentioned this, coaches and players, ex-players. I've never been in a first-round game that was in the neutral site, and it was the home site of the team that came. I mean, even if it was, let's say, Michigan in the Midwest or UCLA in the West, I've never seen anything like this. It had to be 17,000 Nebraska fans here, and it was so impressive because they partied from 6 a.m. yesterday to after the game I came in, and they were in the bar, you know, waiting for everybody else. So I hope, matter of fact, all Nebraska fans, I think we need to give Nebraska fans a scouting report.
Yes, they do.
We know you're excited.
Yeah.
We know you're excited. Just get some rest today, Nebraska fans, right. Because I don't know if they're going to make it to the 5 o'clock game.
It's a rest today.
Saturday.
That's right. Against Vanderbilt. There was a walk, but there was no shame, right? It was a walk of fame for them, pretty much, after they took care of business in such a manner against Troy. And them against Vanderbilt, it's going to be a fun game, right? In front of you again on Saturday.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can't wait to see the game. It's going to be a high-paced game, a lot of scoring, and that's what you really like about Nebraska. They shoot the three, they'll turn you over. But Vanderbilt, they escaped one yesterday, and so I think they're going to come back and play well. But they're going to be on the road. Vanderbilt understands. Talk to their coach. This is a road game because Nebraska, man, they travel well.
And in terms of that, I mean, the state of Texas, as we all know, not too far from Oklahoma City. And it'll be Houston against Texas A&M in the other round of 32 game there in Oklahoma City. How do you see that matchup looking?
Track meet. Texas A&M coach already said, he said, listen, we want to be like Houston. This is the program that we want to be, mm-hmm. and we can't get caught in a half-court matchup game with them. And so to me, that says they're going to run, press, and let it fly and try to stay in the game. And that's what I love about this time of year. So many different styles. You can have more than one strategy. You can win with more than one strategy. And when guys coach their teams to their ability, like Texas A&M, maybe the tallest guy is 6'6" in that starting lineup. It's fun watching them try to get their pace and their play to establish their identity and who they are. So this is the best time of year, man.
All right. How concerned are you about our alma mater here, Chris?
You know, injuries happen. And for us, injuries happen at the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel good. I still feel good about us getting to the Sweet 16, getting healthy, and being able to adjust. Because once we get to the Sweet 16, we'll have some time to practice, put some new things in. But right now, some different guys are going to have to step up, and the big fellas in the interior are going to have to control the paint because we're not 100% healthy.
Well, I mean, you know, Kaysen being out takes away a guy who can get to the rim and also a guy who can facilitate. And it feels like there's so much on Cadeau's shoulders now to facilitate the offense. And there's been just a lot of perimeter shooting, which I know is a forte of Michigan, and that's a way that they can bombs away and beat you. But it just seems to me that there's been a lot of very significant perimeter defense being played against Michigan. And then in terms of defending, Purdue just had a pick and roll game they couldn't stop, and I'm wondering if that's a blueprint that we're going to have to keep an eye out for
here. You know the game, man. Great observation. Yeah, right now in the tournament, it's all about guard play. You cannot win without great guards at this point. You need guards that can get their own shot, guys that can get open and get others involved. Without our full healthy roster, sometimes Jackson has to go to the four, the five, or play at different positions. And then what happens with trapping and other things? So, yeah, Cadeau has so much pressure on his shoulders, and hopefully he goes out there and relax and lets it fly. But he's looking for someone else to get him involved, to penetrate and to kick it back to him, to get a couple wide-open shots. And so you're exactly right. We're going to have to watch out for a lot of trapping, but more so on the defensive end, that pick and roll at the top of the key, getting other guys involved. But, yeah, our guards, they're marked men. They know that they have to take the ball out of their hands to make sure the big fellas don't get it. And so that's going to be an area of alert. But I think we'll be fine. Get to the Sweet 16, make some adjustments, and come back and roll.
Who did you pick to win it all?
I had two brackets. Okay. So
the one with the heart? The one with the heart?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I got one with Houston and Michigan.
Okay.
With Michigan winning, and one with Houston and Michigan and Houston winning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you like about Houston over anyone else?
I've been there before, and when we lost our first year, next year was, you know, nothing was fun. It was like the parties were cool, the school was cool, it was all that, but no, we have a focus. The only thing we want to do is get back to the tournament. And then after you get back to the tournament, the only thing you want to do is Sweet 16 and Final Four. And that's what I sense from Coach Sampson. One, I believe in him because of him. Two, when you look at Kingston, I think he's one of the top guards in the country when you talk about him and A. Cup Jr., who I absolutely love from Detroit. And then you talk about the senior leadership on this team with Sharp and others. I really like this Houston team. They play physical. They get up and down the floor. They're no nonsense. Yesterday they shot 5 for 10 from the three-point line, and they're just a joy to watch because they follow the mentality of their coach, and so they play no nonsense. So that's why I like them, and the same reason why I love Michigan, their heart, their unity, the way they play together, the tough competition they've had all year, what we've had to overcome, and that's why I think we can overcome this injury. I just think that we got to get to the Sweet 16, get home, adapt, figure some things out, and get right back to it.
When you said at the outset of our chat, Chris, that some memories were flowing back with you sitting there, you know, courtside, headset on. Were there what memories? If you don't mind sharing.
Great memories. I mean, memories of playing in the locker room, bringing video games on the road. Jay and I used to bring the Tecmo Bowl on the road, and whoever would lose or win, the other guy would have to bring the bags to the game. And so all these fun distractions that kept us in focus. Because, you know, I'd rather be thinking about Tecmo Bowl being mad that, you know, I lost with Joe Montana and throwing the rice every time than, you know, actually thinking about everything that's going on. Or how about when we played in Atlanta, we were so upset that we were the sixth seed. We got screwed. And we go to Atlanta and I meet my hero, Muhammad Ali, and he brings us in his room, the whole team, and he talks to us. He takes me in the room to the side and talks to me by myself. We build a relationship, you know. That was awesome, watching some of our favorite players play. And, you know, so this is just an exciting time. So many memories come back up, and it really just depends on, you know, kind of where you are. If you're in the locker room, a locker room memory come up. If you're in a hotel, yeah, a funny hotel memory will come up. So this is a great time of year.
All right, I got to follow up a couple of these. What did Muhammad Ali tell you? What was that conversation like?
Wow. So he brought us in the room. He knew who we were as a team. His agent and those were telling us. He was able to communicate really well, but still maybe tough to understand at times. Mm-hmm. He did a bunch of magic tricks. Believe it or not, he brought the whole team in and did magic tricks. And we were sitting there looking like, we cannot freaking believe this. We're all on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, we're sitting on the floor in his room just chilling and hanging out. And he took me to the side in the back. And I'm sure maybe he talked to other guys, but he took me to the side and just said, you know, went like this, proud of you, proud of you. And I called my dad and said, man, Muhammad Ali told me he's proud of me. What more, you know, what more do I have here? So it was awesome just being able to talk to him and him knowing who we were and encouraging us. And really, that's why you hear Juwan talking about shock the world. That was, you know, because we were in there with float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, you know. So really, really cool to be around the greatest of all time.
He wasn't jealous of your shorts length?
Chris? No. He wasn't jealous. He wasn't jealous of the short. From what I heard his wife told us that he liked our swag. So that's cool getting it from Mr. Swag.
You bet. Absolutely. And then the follow-up, who played Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl? Because that was the winner, right?
Oh, that was the winner. Probably Jay, but I know I was in Montana. I was the 49ers. Jay was a Raiders guy at that time. Jay, yeah, I believe, yeah. You know your Tecmo Bowl.
Oh,
stuff.
He was,
you know,
Chris, yeah. You were only just a little bit after me in school. I mean, right. Bo Jackson, Walter Payton in Tecmo Bowl, but Bo Jackson was unstoppable in Tecmo Bowl.
It was not Bo Jackson. You just brought a memory. It was the Bears. Okay. It was the Bears that he played with. Yeah. It was because their defense was just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah. Before I let you go, Chris, I have not spoken to you about the NBA topic over the last couple of weeks, which was Bam Adebayo's 83-point night and your two cents on how he got it. Does it matter? Your two cents, Chris.
It does not matter how he got it. And... Mm-hmm. The Washington Generals, man. That's just... you don't. So first of all, he got it. Doesn't matter, and he's the man.
Okay.
So congratulations, Bam. He's a power forward. So I'm gonna put that to the side. And you know, there's only certain players that deserve 44 free throws. So I don't know what the hell, who was guarding, and why would you foul that many times? And so to me, I love Washington. I played there. The fans are great. Because they're so great, they're taken for granted. And so I just hope that Washington gets it right. They try to excite people by bringing in older players or getting Trey and getting Davis and things like that. I just hope that that organization understands the community that they're servicing and serving. We used to play teams there and in Landover Arena or MCI Center that we called the phone booth, or I think it's Verizon now. It was incredible games going up against Jordan and other teams there. And so to see them be this bad for this long is just really disrespectful. And so to me, I was happy that Bam did it, hopefully to put a shining light on how terrible the Washington Generals are. They're just terrible.
Well, and I understand, you know, what you built there and how it's hard feelings on that front, but just a little pushback on you're being respectful of Bam. You had no issue with the fouling, even though he was at one point telling his teammates stop fouling, but no issue how he got from 70 to 83. Essentially, Chris.
No issue, because you got to take that advantage, and you know Bam plays the right way all the time. And so he played the right way all the way through. Again, my concern is, you know, with the Washington Generals. Why would, you know, you could have called your own double team. You know what I mean? Like, it's other ways to do it. Like, it was no pride from Washington. It was almost as if they were giddy to be in the same court with a man that scored that much on them. And so that really pissed me off. It really pissed me. You see how guys today, they'll get in a fight like a team will be up 12. Now, all game you've been complacent and just, you know, resting on your laurels. But at the end of the game, a guy dunks it And now you want to fight them because it's like, hey, don't disrespect our team. You don't play the right way. Well, it's another side to that. It's guys taking pride in the fact of saying, hey, you got 60, you got 70. We're not going to let you get another point. And so, again, to me, Bam did what he was supposed to do. And I think even Bam would tell you, and other players would tell you, like, if you're the other team, you're supposed to try to stop me. It was just, it just didn't seem like it was any pride in the play of the Washington Wizards. And that's what stood out to me as much as the great performance of Bam, because, hey, he did his thing.
Chris, it was great seeing you do your thing on TV yesterday and listening to you. And I look forward to two more games from you on Saturday. And we'll chat next week. Appreciate it.
Bro. Sounds good, brother.
Right back at you.
Thank you. Tell everybody, tell the crew I said what's up.
Well, what's up, Chris?
They hear you. They hear you. They hear you. I know.
What's up, G?
I'm sorry. I feel like I monopolize Chris every time because, you know, it's just, you know what I mean?
Are any of your brackets still intact?
Well, TJ, you tell him. You're the guy who chose High Point. We got the High Point coach,
Chris,
coming up next.
No, it's just, it's not a game. You know that, C-Web. It's not a game.
Okay.
I don't do this for fun.
You know what I mean? Okay. High Point, talk that stuff, TJ.
Come on now, G. You know, it was just a lucky thing. Like I said, I knew a 12 usually will upset a 5, it seems like. So I picked 2 12s, and I'll just be for real. I picked them not really knowing they were going to win. But, yeah, I knew they were going to win.
And you picked it, not Claude or ChatGPT or anything like that.
No, I'm gonna mess with that stuff, man.
He doesn't mess with that stuff.
Yeah, I've seen Terminator too much.
Hey, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, and in terms of my bracket, put it up on the screen, Hoskins. There it is. I'm 9,766,907. As I said, that's a hell of a foam finger right there.
Russian.
Okay.
Okay. You know what I mean? 64%. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Not
Mine
bad.
Is busted. I'm done. Except,
right.
Except for my two teams. As long as Michigan and Houston get there, I might be okay.
I'm with you.
But
I'm with you.
Besides that.
I'm with you. And I hope the heart one is better than the other way around at the end of the day. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll chat next week. Take care of yourself, Chris.
If you can, call and get some IV trucks to come to Nebraska. Because these fans out here,
they need it.
I'm telling you, I don't know if they're going to make it to the end of the night Saturday. I'm telling you, that's going to be a storyline, but I don't know if TNT will let me bring it up.
They are partying. All right. They are turning the corn into alcohol. That's what they're doing right now.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Moonshine.
There you go. Take care, Chris.
Everclear.
Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go back to everybody right here.
Really good bottom of the barrel, baby.
All right, we got to beat it on down the line. The High Point coach, Flynn Clayman, is going to be joining us next after bouncing Wisconsin. That was a blast with C-Web. Don't go anywhere. The Rich Eisen Show rolling on. Save money and get a better view of the road when you replace your worn-out wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They feature beam blade technology to improve windshield contact for maximum visibility. The professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Choose Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. In my line of work, I'm fortunate enough to travel quite a bit covering the biggest moments through the football season. While I'm on the road, I sometimes miss the comforts of home, which is why when I travel with my family, we always check Airbnb for places to stay. It's our home away from home, providing the comfort and safety that allows us to wind down and relax. Families like mine are looking for homes that fit their needs to make new memories in, and your home may be exactly what they're looking for. If you're looking to save up for a new addition to your house or a once-in-a-lifetime trip to see your favorite band in another country, for instance, hosting your house on Airbnb could help you reach those goals. It's easy to list your home for short trips or extended periods of time, allowing your house to earn you some extra money. Make your home work for you while you're away and enjoy the benefits of hosting on Airbnb. Your home may be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. This is awesome. We're excited to have him here for the very first time on The Rich Eisen Show. He's the head coach of High Point Basketball, fresh off of beating and bouncing Wisconsin in the round of 64 to advance to the round of 32. Flynn Clayman is here on the program. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
I'm great. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to start off first. I'm glad to see a smile.
Game's over. Game's over.
Okay. You were locked in, man. You were locked in after that.
That's my job, right? To be locked in and try to win and go for the win, you know? Like we said, we weren't here to just show up, you know? We were here to try to compete, try to win games. So we got one done. But, yeah, I mean, that was a crazy moment, obviously surreal moment because it's my first year coaching, you know, and to be doing this in your first year is it's a lot coming at you at once. But just an amazing day that we'll never forget.
Yeah, I bet. And, you know, I imagine you are well aware of your team's statistics and things of that nature. I'm assuming, I shouldn't just say that you're aware that was Chase Johnston's first two-point conversion, correct?
Yeah, it was. You know, he went viral after our conference tournament game about it too a little bit. And obviously this took it to a whole nother level. But for him to make his first two-point shot like that, those are the moments of March that you can't even make them up if you tried to go a whole season and not make one. And then to be shooting threes from the logo and running off balance and then to seal the game, you got a wide-open two-point shot. And I'm thinking, when he had it, I got a little nervous. I was like, man, he might not know what to do. Here. He might smoke the iron or something, but he calmed down and he knew how to make a layup.
That is so funny because I could not believe that statistic when, you know, Brad Nessler, who was on the call, nailed it at the moment. And then it was what, the longest 11 seconds of your life after that, coach, pretty much.
Man, after that. Yeah. I mean, you're just thinking at that point, man, if we get one more stop, we're winning this game, like, and history is made. And that's really what you're thinking in that moment. It's like, wow, okay, we're here now. You just keep trying to stack possessions and compete with a great team like that. And next thing you know, you look up and it's just you're one stop away from getting it done. And we did it.
So I'd love to get to your message that you were clearly delivering post game, not just in the interview, live on TV, but at your podium, about the scheduling for programs like yours at High Point and programs that you mentioned around the country, mid-majors and things of that nature, and scheduling issues. People are not putting you on their schedules, coach. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm not like blaming the high major schools. What I'm saying is the net system needs to be fixed. And I'm really not probably smart enough to know how to fix it. But if you're a mid major in that 75 to like 125 net ranking, then forget getting a game with anybody, including like some say, well, you got to go on their home floor. Well, they won't even let you come play at their home. Like, and it's impossible to get one. So then my thing is I love college basketball. I love the fact that we figure it out on the court in college basketball. Like, everybody can have their opinions, and that's what the sport's all about, for fans to have opinions. But how can they really have true opinions now if you're saying the best of the smaller schools never get to play the big boys in the season? So we have to just clean up the system in a way where they're incentivized to play those games. That's what you have to do. Like, if I was a high major coach, I schedule the exact same way. And you know, like, we're in a position too at High Point where we can buy some games. Like, we're not just going to go out and buy teams that aren't going to help our net, you know? So that's the point of it, is the system should be better in a way where we can incentivize these teams to play really good teams like us at our level, because that's what the fans need.
Well, and again, you've been there and you've done that at various schools as a player at Colorado State and Troy, and obviously Southern Utah is where you were before you got your gig at High Point. Has it gotten progressively worse, do you think, throughout the years?
Yeah, since the net's become a thing, it's gotten tougher. And you schedule to make your net better. So you need quad one or you need quad four. It's really that simple. And if you're a really high end quad threes, then they're never going to play you. It's just not going to happen, and it's not smart to do it. So I'm not blaming any schools in particular for doing that. I'm just saying I think it'd be better for the fans and better for the game overall if we continue to make college basketball a sport where everybody can have their opinions, but we're going to get to play games. We have to be able to, like, I believe it would be good, you know, and we talk about expansion and those things. Like, I'd be all in for expansion if it's more inclusive to adding a few teams, like, you know, like a team like a Belmont, you know, who missed the tournament. Or like, imagine if Miami of Ohio, they were like one of the last teams in this year, misses the tournament. because of the, because they lost one game. Well, obviously we saw they deserve to be in this thing, and there are other teams that deserve to be in this thing. And I just like it. I think that's what the fans would love. That's what we love about college basketball.
Flynn Clayman here from High Point University here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what was it like in your locker room after that win?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, just the moment of my life. I mean, just so proud for these guys, my first team, you know, to ever coach. And we set out with big dreams from the start. You know, we had a tough act to follow with last year's team that won 29 games and went to the NCAA tournament for the first time ever. And we had to replace, you know, 96% of our scoring this year for these guys to come together and to get 30 wins, first 30-win team in the history of our league, now 31, and then to get the first tournament win in the history of our program. It's just unbelievable.
Who reached out to you from your life, from your again, you played and then you got into coaching and then your opportunities have come. You were an interim head coach in Southern Utah. And then your predecessor leaves for Creighton. You get the gig. I'm sure your journey led to some interesting texts, calls, anything like that, that you're willing to share with me?
I mean, it was, I'll share this. It's too many for me to even get back to it right now. I mean, it's the most, I mean, it's in the thousands, you know, and I definitely got some texts from some of the great coaches that I played for from, you know, obviously now not just played for, but worked with. So Alan Huss, you know, who's the head coach in waiting, Creighton, laid the foundation for this program. So how we're operating this program, I got to obviously get a close view as the associate head coach of how to operate this program. And we're doing a lot of the same things now. So Todd Simon, who I played, coached for at Southern Utah, was the head coach at Bowling Green. And then, you know, I played for a lot of really good coaches, Tim Miles, Nico Medved. These guys were at Colorado State when I was there. So just great to talk to a bunch of people too, just personally, who coaches who helped you come up. And it's just great to see the community of people that actually helped to get to where you are, and then talking after a moment like that.
Are you aware of the social media reaction to your post-game demeanor and statements and the way that you were sort of laying down the law on behalf of you and everybody else that comes into a tournament like you do, Coach?
I'm aware that there's some talk. Yeah. Like I just try to be myself, be authentic. I don't really care if there's a camera there or not. I honestly think that the most important thing to getting your guys to play hard is that you're authentic in what you do and you're not changing and switching up. And that one thing that I've learned studying great coaches throughout history is, like, you can have different personalities, but if you're authentic to who you are, your team's going to respect you and play hard for you. So I try to just be who I am. I'm intense. I want to do big things. I want us to win big. I want, you know, we dream big here at High Point. We want to advance in this tournament. That was our goal. People thought that was a funny goal for us. And, you know, it happens. So we're not worried about, you know, dreaming big and falling short. No, we're going to go for it. We're going to go for it all. And we're proud to be High Point Panthers.
Next up, before I let you go, Coach, Arkansas. John Calipari's Arkansas Razorbacks playing as well as they have. And, of course, you've got Acuff Jr., Darius Acuff Jr., who a lot of folks are pointing to as potentially a first overall pick in an NBA draft. I could see you're smiling already. That's a big game that you can go hunt, correct? Yes.
So when I'm watching the film of these, when we were watching the film of Wisconsin, I'm thinking, man, this is a super talented team. Like, this is a very good team. Like, we haven't seen anything like this. And then when I'm watching film of Arkansas, I'm like, all right, this is a Calipari talented team. Like, there's this thing, and he's going to have the best basketball players in the world on his team, the most talented. Acuff obviously is a perfect basketball player. You know, he's a perfect basketball player, and that's the only way you get in that conversation to be a top pick in NBA draft, right? So, and they got talent all up and down the roster. So they got multiple NBA picks on their team. So, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to give it our best shot again. We're going to give it our best shot again. It's really a dream come true to be in a second round game, coaching against John Calipari, coaching against a program like Arkansas, who's won national titles. Just going to go out there and compete, enjoy the moment, because we can play too over here.
Well, not to tell you how to do your job, but Chase Johnston leads the layup line to start, right? correct? He's the first guy on the layup line prior to this game? Nope. Yeah.
I mean, we're going to just, we'll probably just start drawing up ISOs for him to take people to the rack now at this point. You know?
Feed him, coach. Feed him. Congrats on the win. And I appreciate you taking the time because I know it's not just about this one win for you and your program. And I wish you the best of luck as you take on Arkansas and for you and your program beyond. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Flynn Clayman of High Point right here on the Rich Eisen.
Sure.
Boom. All right. And when we come back, Akron's trying to join High Point step for step, if you will. We'll give you an update on everything going on in the March Madness men's and women's world of notes when we come back on this busy Friday.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
This episode is brought to you by Cologuard. Do you know what's really scary? Not screening for colon cancer when you turn 45. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off work, and ships right to your door. In just 3 simple steps, Cologuard takes the scare out of colon cancer screening. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your healthcare provider about the Cologuard test. Cologuard is available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription today at Cologuard.com/screen.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get there right now. Get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong, because right now you can get great deals on our most popular models, the adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid waiting for you. There's the bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or you can go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. Get down to your local Hyundai dealer right now. And again, get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. Hour number 3's got What's More Likely. Tom Pelissero first up, talking about everything going on with the NFL. And I want to know what the Miami Dolphins' plan is right now. What it has been, what it is, how it's playing out, where it's going from here. I also want to know where my bracket's going from here. Again, as you know, we started this show by saying I'm number 9.7 million and change.
We're tied.
We're all tied. I get it.
I'm at 4 million.
But the reason why you're at 4 million is you nailed High Point. Coach, that coach, man. That was fun.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Right?
I mean, I'd take him at the Cuse right now.
Let me tell you, there's some big schools going to try to pry him away from High Point.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right now, whether I can separate from 9.7 million or devolve into worse is hanging in the balance right now.
Uh-oh.
Because I have chosen Santa Clara to beat Kentucky.
Oh.
And they're on top of Kentucky by 1.
Oof.
With 8 minutes to go and the ball. As I mentioned this, I have also chosen Akron to make the Sweet 16.
Oh.
And they're down by 5 at the half to Texas Tech. So if I'm right, I'm advancing. If I'm wrong on these two,
see ya.
It's not gonna. You got to have enough of these right.
Yeah.
If your chalk advances, you know what I mean. See what I'm saying? That's the key to these things. But right now, I'm looking up and I'm seeing Santa Clara's coach clapping, and I think he's part of the Ball Brotherhood, which is, I didn't know that. I would have definitely chosen them to maybe even go to the Sweet 16 had I known that.
Love that.
Yeah. Wright State and Virginia just tipped. And so there's that. Arizona is
up or big early.
No, it's just a 10-point lead now on Long Island. You're hearing what people are saying online about Arizona versus Long Island?
No.
It's the battle of who's got the best iced tea. You not seeing that?
That's really good. That's
I did not great. See that. Well done.
Oh, that is great.
It's everywhere.
That is great.
Well done.
Who's got the best iced tea? Arizona versus Long Island.
Arizona's cheaper. More affordable.
Is it?
Long Island, the next day, you might not
feel isn't Long Island great? Iced tea. It's got a lot more in it than just preservatives or whatever.
Might not feel
Arizona iced tea is like 99 cents.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
So I'm seeing that.
They were big in the 80s.
Good one.
Texas Tech starts with a 3 to take an 8-point lead on Akron. That's not good. I can't have it.
I'm in fuzzy navel.
Virginia right
fuzzy
state.
Navel. Wow.
I brought that one back.
Before you go jello shots, let's take Jeffrey in San Francisco, California. What's up, Jeffrey? What's up?
Listen, we have Hall of Fame controversy, Rich, so I'm calling in.
What?
For TJ.
What's that?
Dennis Rodman, after wrestling one match in the WWF, and I grew up on wrestling as a PA kid back in the day, but Dennis Rodman's a WWF Hall of Famer with one match? TJ, this is outrageous.
Well, I know this is something that Rich don't want to spend a lot of time on, but yes, Dennis Rodman was announced that he is going to be inducted into the WWE Wrestling Hall of Fame. You know, he didn't really have many WWE matches. He did a lot in WCW with the NWO. He actually skipped on a Bulls practice, Rich.
Excuse me, you say I don't want to talk about this, but if there's anything that I can change while, you know, if there's anything that I can add to a subject that includes me, I'll do it.
All right, yeah, I'll let you determine that. But yeah,
because we were just talking about, you know, the pandemic moments ago. Mm-hmm. The Last Dance, all 10 episodes. I didn't appear until episode 10, and the reason why I did appear is because I did the SportsCenter lead-in of Rodman leaving the Bulls in the middle of the finals to go wrestle.
That's
I did the on-camera lead-in. So I know the answer to this question. How about that, TJ?
I forgot who I was dealing with, Jeffrey.
Didn't he go wrestle with Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, it was he and Hulk Hogan against Diamond Dallas Page and Karl Malone.
Yeah. Wow. Excuse me, Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I got to admit, it was a little weird to see him get inducted, especially when someone like, you know, Cyndi Lauper. Matter of fact, I'm going to save that for No Contest
Okay, save it for
podcast,
No Contest Wrestling, yeah. Because there's lots coming on that front, on the ESPN2 front, on the WrestleMania in Vegas front. Thanks for the call, Jeffrey, in San Francisco, to point out that I not only don't mind talking wrestling, I can talk wrestling. Hour 3 on the other side.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast. From 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Been placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.